Today we'll be doing Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Hizminu leves akisei va'adai lo nishtamesh bo." If one designated a place as a bathroom, but it has yet to be used, mutar likros kenegdo avalo besocha. One is permitted to recite Shema opposite such a bathroom, but not inside such a bathroom. The Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Vav tells us, "Va'adai lo avalim nishtamesh bo afilu rak pamachas tu yesh alav shem beis akisei yashon lechol dinav kevan dehayasham hazmana umaisa." Once you've used the bathroom even once, now it becomes forbidden to recite Shema even opposite the bathroom. V'im lo ayasham hazmana v'rak b'mikren ifnash. Let's say you did not designate this place as a bathroom, but you've defecated there a few times and you've removed the feces and there's no odor. Nearly the anal of shame based like he said, klalu mutter afilu besocho. Then it would be technically permissible to even recite Shema in the bathroom itself. Some say that you can even recite Shema within 4 amos of a bathroom that's been designated as a bathroom but has yet to be used, but others are machmir about that as well. We paskin like the opinion in the Gemara that hazmana, that's simply designating something, lav milsahi, that doesn't count for anything until you actually use it. But to say Shema in the bathroom itself is an isra derabanan. That's considered a terrible bizayon to Shema and Shemona Esrei, and therefore you would have to repeat it even b'diavad. Lo b'socho dahainu im oso hamakum hu belo mechitzos ein aser rak oso hamakum shehizman. That place does not have a mechitza surrounding it, then it's only problematic to recite Shema and Shemona Esrei in the place that you designated. If the place that you designated was surrounded by mechitzos, then the entire area that was designated that's surrounded by mechitzos is problematic. But if you're outside the mechitzos, even if you're near the bathroom, then you can recite Shema. One is permitted to think about words of Torah in a bathroom, in a new bathroom that has never been used yet. Obviously, those people who are building the bathroom are not allowed to recite a bracha inside, even if the mechitzos have yet to be built. These people were hired to build a bathroom, so by definition, it's already going to be designated as a bathroom, and therefore you cannot think or speak words of Torah. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Siv Gimel tomorrow.